Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Mitzorah is very much an extension of Sheni of Mitzorah. It's really the same Korban of Ayom HaShmini, except with the proviso that we're talking about the indigent person here. Vim Dalhu Ve'en Yadom HaSeges, a person who's financially in a very difficult situation, so the Torah affords them the opportunity. So the Korban Ola V'Yored, so instead of the animals, the behemos, for the elements of the Korban HaMitzorah, which we'll get to in a second, you'll use shtei torim, echad l'chatas, ve'echad l'ola. So remember yesterday we made the argument, a little bit contra the Ramban, wants to group, different configurations. You have chatas, you have ola, you have mincha, and you have asham. We argued strenuously yesterday that the asham is really sort of a standalone. The Ramban wanted to group, the ola and the mincha together, and the chatas and the asham together. But I think, again, you really see clearly, both in the previous aliyah, but also in this aliyah, v'im dal hu v'in yadom ha-seges, v'lakach shtei terim, o shnei v'nei yonah, echad le'olah v'echad le'chatas, right, that the chatas and the ola very much go together, and they're brought very quickly, and, in terms of the presentation in Torah Shebichsav, after the very extensive presentation of the Korban Asham, and the Korban Asham remains unchanged, in addition to Log Asham. And it's true that you only have one Isaron of mincha, because there's one Isaron per keves or per chavsa, as the case was, when you were bringing behemos, so instead of shosha esronim, you have, v'isaron solas, but the ratio is still the same, and certainly the mincha associated with the Korban Asham is unadulterated, right? It's not reduced at all. So what we really have here, I think, is a proof of concept, that the Korban Asham is totally unchanged. So vim dal huven yadom haseges. So as far as those aspects of the Korban Mitzorah that are somewhat generic, the chatas and the ola, so those can be subject to, you want to bring torim or bnei yonah, you want to bring, min ha'ofot, it's totally legitimate. But the fundamental Korban, vayom hashmini, the fundamental korban is the asham mitzorah and the log hasham, and with the special avodah sadam that we talked about yesterday, that combination of shemen and dam, right, going on the same place, al mekom dam ha'asham. Here Rashi quotes the idea that even if the dam falls off, right, the idea is that's the makom is gone. It's exactly the same place, which we try to connect the idea of shtei tziporim chayos tahoros, the idea of, two opposite destinies, the dam destiny and the destiny of being exalted, of being elevated, kind of like the Sar HaOfim, Sar HaMashkim, right? Yisaf HaRoes Roshecha, or Yisaf HaRoes Roshcha Mi'alecha. It's the same dream, same sin, two opposite destinies, right? So the Mitzorah is sort of at that crossroads. So there's the Tzipor HaChaya, Tzipor HaShchuta, there's the Dam, there's the Shemen, and that is completely unchanged. That is like irrespective of socioeconomic circumstance, which, again, I hope is a proof of concept to the argument that we're making, that the defining korban is very much the asham mitzorah. Just a thought, because the asham is so prominent here about the nature of asham and what it means. So thinking along the lines of the Gaon, of going back to like the roots of korban asham. So it takes us actually back to the very beginning, which I think is very indicative in this case. Aval ashimim anachnu alachinu asherainu tzaras nafsho bihischananu elenu velo shamanu alkein bo elenu hatzara hazos. Right, it's very fascinating, the idea that the korban asham, the guilt which is associated in the chatas is ma'isavera b'shogeg, but korban asham, relates to some fundamental kind of betrayal, guilt, stigma, shame. Ashemim anachnu alachinu. So the primordial, state of being, in a state of, ashma, goes back to the situation where, the brothers demonstrated a kind of a cruelty, divisiveness, for sure, sinas achim for sure, and a kind of cruelty, asher ra'inu tzaras nafsho bischano elenu v'lo shamanu alkein ba elenu hatzara hazos. The korban asham comes for a certain kind of callousness in that regard, and I think it's particularly noteworthy in the context of the mitzorah and all of the different formulations of how he engaged in divisive behavior and that therefore needs to be separated from the community, etc. I think it's very fascinating in light of the brothers' self-conception of their actions and their guilt, the guilt associated with their actions in the context of how they treated, their own brother. So I think it's a lot of food for thought in terms of the special role of Asham expiating the Mitzorah. who is very much in need of rehabilitation and expiation. So again, the Korban Hashem stands alone. It's mixed with the Log HaShamen. I think it's another iteration of these. Al Mekom Dam HaAshan, the Makom is Gorm. The Makom of the Dam is the same as the Makom of the Shemen. The destiny of the Metzorah is now very much in his hands. You know, Mayisunein Adam Chai Gever El Chata'av could go in that direction, Ramam Hilchshuva Perakei, or hopefully it will go, you know, in the direction of the Ramam Hilchshuva Perak Zayin, Emesh, Hayazah, Meshukat, Metuav, you know, Rachok Minamakom, V'achshav Nikra Yadid, you know, in the sense of Kurva Lashchina that can be regenerated, is the specter of the rehabilitation of the Metzorah.